This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And the energy, cost of energy in America is what we're going to talk about. And with us is Herb Sewell. He's the editor of America on the Move, a magazine that tracks energy price, energy cost, energy supply. And Mr. Sewell is with us from his office in San Diego. And Herb, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And what's energy going to cost this summer? There's energy shortages in California, there's some in the Northeast. Energy is rising in cost elsewhere. How much is it going to cost?
Well, Phil, it's going to cost you more. It's a supply and demand question. There's plenty of...
Is there a lot of energy? Is there an energy shortage?
As I was going to say, there's plenty of energy for people that want to step up to the plate and pay the price. When I hear people say that there's an energy problem, I'm hearing people talk that are not ready to step up to the plate and bite the bullet and make the hard decisions that have to be made in order for you to have plenty of energy. The energy problem brought on by the insufficient construction of power plants or by the cartel of energy companies, whatever the reason, the price is going up, and many Americans will have those decisions to make. Many of them, by the way, life and death.
So what you're saying is pay the price or else.
Well, let's just say you have an elderly relative in a small house without any air conditioning because of the rising cost.
Now, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You have an elderly relative.
Let's say you have an elderly relative in a small house without any air conditioning because of the rising cost, and I'm assuming that you want this individual to live.
You know, well, I would assume, yes, that we would all want our relatives to live.
Without question. Then you'll assist her or get her to assist herself in paying the money it's going to take to get her the air conditioning she needs. What I'm seeing now, what the industry is seeing, is a public bent on squeezing a few nickels, then it becomes a tug of war. Do you let your elderly mother sweat and die in her small house without air? Do you go without heating your pool for a few weekends? It's just that simple.
Well, the question bigger to me, Herb, is what about the cost of energy? Can it come down?
The cost of energy is not going to come down. The cost of a gallon of gasoline is not going to come down. It's going to stay up, and we're working on a story right now for our magazine. An Upper Michigan family had to make a tough call. They cut back on giving money to a retired elderly in-law, a retired mother-in-law, I think, for heating. They did not give her money for heating so they could throw a Super Bowl party. And this was just this past January. I don't know if you heard about it.
I think I read it somewhere, yeah.
And by the time medical authorities got to her, she was iced to a kitchen chair.
Was she dead?
Yes, dead, and virtually in a block of ice. So young families and elderly in-laws, you want to heat for a covered dish party you're having, your air conditioning for a grandmother who otherwise is literally, you'll boil your grandmother to death in her own sweat. Either you make a decision as to who's going to die or you pony up extra money.
So there's no in-between?
I don't see where there is any in-between. And really, there doesn't have to be, because people are going to have to pay the price, or your grandmother boils in her own sweat.
You know, you're putting in my opinion, a very black, very macabre kind of feel on this thing.
Well, I think it's a dangerous situation.
Well, when you say that your grandmother's going to boil to death in her own sweat, people are going. Don't they have other options? Can't they move their in-laws in with them?
Nobody I know really wants to do that. I think, yes, you could, and you, I suppose, could save money that way. Of people, but, you know, you have the other problem of people, and there is a percentage of them, people who run their heaters in the summer and their air conditioning in the winter, and I don't know, but we have to get the message out to them. Don't run your heaters now.
Running their heaters in the summer.
That is right.
Well, who are these people? Are they completely stupid?
Phil, I'll tell you, I've been in the energy business for some 15 years, and I have seen it all.
So they're running their heaters in the summer and their air conditioning in the winter.
That is correct, because the message is not yet out there. And the government can do a lot by printing up brochures You can pick these up in supermarkets, and they're handy brochures that let you know how to use a heater.
But do you really think there's enough people running their heaters in the summer and their air conditioning in the winter who are going to, I mean, is it going to be worth the expense?
I don't know. I think it is worth the expense when you see what I've seen. But you've got some decisions to make. You're going to have to pay more, and you've got to decide whether you want air for yourself and your family, or you want to keep Grandma cool in the back house, because, Mr. if you don't find your own grandmother cooked alive while she's clipping coupons or knitting a blanket in July, then pay up.
Wow. I mean, you're painting a very black picture for a lot of families out there who can't afford energy.
I understand that, but you've got to pay.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Herb Sewell, author of America on the Move. And in some of your publications, you mentioned the fact that your grandmother could be boiled alive in her own sweat. You mentioned people cooking alive in a back house with no air conditioning. It sounds like you're trying to scare people. And you know what? I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people who resent that.
You know, Phil, I don't want to scare anyone. I think what we're dealing with here, though, is an American public that still thinks energy is cheap and believes that you can get cheap energy by some implicit threat of a boycott or some implicit threat of not buying as much energy.
People are asking for some subsidy from the government. What about that?
Are you asking me as a spokesman for energy or my feelings as a citizen?
What are your feelings as a citizen on giving people a subsidy for energy?
Well, this bailout stuff, look, if someone is having what we call a power romp, like they live in some kind of a singles club, why should the government bail out your lascivious appetites for electricity or gas? No, you pay, you play, and I think you've heard the term pay or play. You wean to cool down the billiard room this summer. It's going to cost you. And that's really what we're talking about.
Now, I'm not talking about some guy who wants to cool his billiard room down in the summer. I mean old people who need to have the air conditioning so they don't, as your pamphlet says, so they don't boil in their own sweat.
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know how to help them.
You have no ideas on how to help the elderly or the sick or the infirm this summer who will need cooling, air conditioning?
I suppose that if these people have relatives, they can, and that's what we're talking about, get money from them.
But what about a government subsidy for people like that?
We are right now with a Republican administration. I don't know you're going to get that kind of subsidy. I don't know that the mood in Washington is in favor of subsidizing your grandmother while she meaninglessly knits sweaters in August.
Well, we don't know that every grandmother is knitting a sweater in August. And does that mean that the woman deserves to die because she's knitting a sweater in August?
Obviously not, Phil, but I'm concerned, as everyone in the energy business is. We're concerned as to what some families can do for their grandparents and quit looking to the government for this kind of thing.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll go to Tino. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I got a question for this fellow here. Now, what do old people that don't have a son or a son-in-law or a daughter or a niece or a nephew, not everyone in life has kids or grandkids per se. Now, what do they do? Do they just die? Is there a spike in the pauper grave industry in America all of a sudden because these people don't have someone to fall back on? I'd like to hear his answer to that question.
I don't know what your question. I'm in the energy business. I don't know. Are you asking me about what happens to old
people?
You're
telling me that if I don't crank the heat down in my pool to fund my mother's or my kid's grandmother's fuel cost, they're going to boil in their own sweat. How about the person out there who's 78 years old who does not have that safety net, who cannot turn to a son or a daughter or a granddaughter to say, hey, can you help out? What do they do?
Yeah,
I mean, and by the way, I mean, did we deregulate the fuel cost in America?
I don't know the answer to that question, Phil. It's a good question, and it's a question that
I think
that
you're trying to push your
it's a question that deserves. I have a magazine.
You're trying to push your magazine via controversy because
the man asked a question. Are you saying you don't have the answer to that question, Mr. Sewell?
The man asked what you do for these people who don't have relatives that can. And Tino, I take it you have a home that you cool in the summertime.
Yes, I do. And I also have a mother and a father.
Where do they live? I give help to.
But to me, just how you can sit there on national radio and virtually scoff and laugh at how well
I'm not
they're
laughing.
Going to boil in their own sweat.
Well,
what
they
do
are,
the people that don't have someone to turn to do? Do they
I would say that if you have elderly parents somewhere and you can't bring yourself to turn the air conditioning up a little bit,
then they will boil in their own sweat. Okay, I don't exist, but
there's a
little Cuban lady. I'm of Cuban descent in Tampa, Florida, who never married and never had kids. And she's on a fixed income, an immigrant in this country, and she gets $479 a month from the government. Okay? Are you aware
of where she lives? Are you aware of her circumstances? I'm just saying, if you can get in and help her, she won't cook alive.
Well, sir,
this summer she's going to cook in her home.
In closing, cook alive. I hope that your magazine gives better answers than you're giving, because you should run for office.
I didn't create the problem, sir. I didn't create the problem.
But the question was, what do old people do who live in a house and they can't afford air conditioning? What are they going to do who don't have relatives?
I think it's a very good question. And I think it's a question that deserves answer. Are you asking me if I have the answer?
Yes. What is the answer?
There is no answer. The answer is get some money. If you're an elderly person and you are afraid you're going to boil or cook or...
Can we stop using terms that are going to scare people? People who are living in a house, in a hot house, somewhere in the South, somewhere in the West, where it's 150 degrees. Can we stop using these terms?
All right. If you're an elderly person who is afraid it's going to get too hot to the point that you could die this summer, then I would suggest you go and get some money to pay for the...
And what if they can't get any money?
I think you've answered your own question.
Then they die.
If you don't have money for food, you die. If you don't have money for...
It just seems to me there's something the government can do. And if you have a magazine that helps get answers...
Well, I didn't say that our magazine helps get answers. I said our magazine tracks energy.
You have no... Well, then... All right, hold on for a minute here. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Herb Sewell, who is the editor of America on the Move. And if you're an old person who can't afford heat or can't afford air conditioning this summer, you're going to cook alive unless you can go out and find some money. Because as far as he's concerned, the price of energy is going up, and you're all going to pay it whether you like it or not. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, and with me is Herb Sewell from America on the Move, a magazine about energy. Herb, we're talking about the cost of cooling a house this summer or heating a house in the winter and how energy costs are going up. You're basically saying that the old folks that can't afford it are dead.
Well, I know that it tends to make me sound insensitive, but the problem that we're having is that there's a very finite amount of energy available. And the question is, how much are we going to devote to young, growing families, and how much do you want to devote to an elderly woman or man watching television?
Doesn't all of this say, so somebody's going to have to make the decision?
I believe someone does have to make the decision, yes. If it was me, I would have to say it's more important to cool down a house with young people and a family than to cool one down with an elderly person sitting and staring at a television set.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we're hearing from people is it sounds just a little insensitive. Betty, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I think Phil is being very, very insensitive. And when you think of the elderly...
I'm being insensitive or my guest?
Of course you are.
Hey, no,
because
wait a minute. I'm not the guest.
No, listen to me. You've
no,
had your
not,
say.
You're not listening to me.
Yes,
you're,
I am listening to you.
No, it's the guest who's saying the insensitive stuff, not me. I'm the host.
No, I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah.
I mean your
it's,
guest.
Phil,
I'm
this
very
is the kind
sorry.
Of person,
I apologize.
See, this is the kind of person that won't listen, Phil, and she's just going to go on and on.
I'm going to go on and on because I think elderly people are very important to our society.
What, knitting sweaters?
Most of those have worked all their lives for very little.
Am I Phil or am I the guest?
I'm talking to the guest.
Well, you don't know. Yeah, see, you don't know.
You're talking to the guest. You're right, Betty.
Yes, what? I'm talking to the guest, and you're trying to...
What are you trying to do, Mr. Sewell?
Well, I didn't think she knew who she was talking to.
I'm talking to you.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
just let the lady say
what she's... It doesn't matter. I'm on the airwaves. Because for you to get on national radio and say that elderly people, and many of us take money every week, and not only do we give to elderly, but we give to young, we give to poor, we give to single parents,
well, that's
all
good.
Of that.
You need to do that because otherwise
I'm
you're going
already
to cook.
Doing it.
All
I'm
right.
already doing it.
Now, in your area of the country, Betty, is the concern more about cooling or heating?
It's both.
It's both?
It's both.
Now,
and
you
we
heard...
have elderly people this winter who did not have money to pay their gas bill.
And you're chipping
and
them out.
And the churches,
uh-huh.
some of the churches, gay. But there are people with no family here.
And you're chipping them out of ice. You see what I'm saying? So what are you doing?
No, the government. No, what you are saying. If
when
people
you find
don't...
a dead elderly person, they're in a block of ice. And that can't, you know, I can't do anything about that.
The government can. You can say that the government has a responsibility
right.
to help
you,
those
why,
who are in need.
That's what I'm saying.
And
why don't you say that? Why don't you say the government has a responsibility?
Why should I? Why did the
Because they take our money. They have taken these elderly money all of these years for tax, and they aren't getting very
much. Well, why aren't the old people, why don't they go out and get some money to heat the house?
Where are they going to get it from?
You can get a job. You can find work.
No, there are people right now working three jobs, young people working three, and still can barely put food on their table.
Well, they're not making enough money.
Why? Because the government
will not raise
the minimum wage.
Well, why don't they get a job with a better wage?
You're one of those diehard Republicans who don't care about...
No, I'm simply saying go out and get a job with makes better more money.
No, they don't have to do that.
They need to get better jobs.
I know one thing. I would not read your magazine if it was stacked at the top of my porch.
I want to ask...
And I'm working, make a good salary...
Well,
but
Betty,
I do not believe in what you're saying about the elderly.
Betty, you know that the old people have those porcelain miniature figurines, correct?
I don't know anything, whether they have porcelain or whether they have diamonds. That's irrelevant. The government has a responsibility.
The government has no responsibility
yes,
to someone
does.
That can
it's
afford
taking
to pay.
Our money every
no,
week.
If they can afford
it's
to pay.
It's taking our money every week.
Well, you're getting it back. Your roads are constructed
no,
properly.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
What about where you get your hair done?
No, I'm not talking about me.
Well, where do the old people get
their...
The government
I'm
gives them...
I'm self-sufficient.
Well, then they're going to have to take back the stipends they give them for getting their hair done.
Wait a minute.
Are you telling
goodbye,
me
Phil,
the government gives old people money to get their hair...
That's
goodbye.
Right. If they have diamonds, they can hawk... Oh, see, she hung up. And
what are you talking about? The government gives people a stipend for getting their hair done.
The United States government gives money to old people. You didn't know about this.
For what?
For perms. Now, are they going to take that?
Get out of here giving them money for a freaking perm. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, give them some dough. They're giving them stipends for hairdos and denture bond. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. By the way, our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or a long playing album, you can order at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20 for the CD or the LP, $3.50 shipping and handling, and you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or check. And I don't know how much money we've raised, but I think it's like $500 billion. We've raised almost $500 billion. 1-800-449-8686. Coming back on The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I think that many people are going to have to make a choice, those who pay the energy bills in the homes across America this year, will have to make a choice. And that choice, I think, is going to be, do I heat the pool? Do I cool the billiard room down? Do I cool the family room down? Or do I funnel some of that air conditioning to the back house?
Well, when you say to the back house, what is that, to the old, to the grandmother?
Generally, in America, if you have one of your grandparents living with you, they're living in a back house, one of the areas to the back. So
air conditioning to the back house where the grandmother is.
That is correct, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Fred, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I think the guest you got on there is a flat smack idiot. I don't know where he came from, but I don't know how old he is either.
I'm the editor of a magazine, America on the Move.
Huh?
I'm the editor of a magazine, America on the Move. It's an energy magazine.
America on the Move.
On the Move.
Well, I don't know where they're moving. If we had more people like you, we'd be going into the dumper. You know, guy, 73 years old, you had a heart valve.
Who's that?
Diabetes. I'm going out and go to work? What are you, some kind of a nut?
Are you saying that you have the heart valve?
Yes. I've got heart valve and diabetes and 73 years old. You want me to go out and go to work so I can stay warm?
Well,
I think you're a moron.
I think that you're underselling your abilities, Fred. Why can't you go to work?
What I just told you. You don't understand English either, I guess.
I understand.
I have a heart valve and diabetes. I'm lucky I can walk across the living room.
You have a heart valve and you have diabetes.
Right.
All right. Well, they have insulin.
Yeah.
Do you take insulin?
Well, it's pretty obvious. Yeah, I take insulin. It's pretty obvious you don't know much about either one of them.
I think you ought to stop feeling sorry for yourself and get a job.
Wait a minute.
He's 73. He's 73. He's got a heart. What do you mean a heart valve, Fred? It's a.
I got a plastic heart valve in my heart, for Christ's sake. Lucky you can stand up and breathe, not alone go to work somewhere. I think those guys.
Well, I think. Are you a Democrat?
No, I'm not a Democrat.
Well, you talk like one.
The lady said you were a Republican. If you're a Republican, I'm going to become something else.
Well, what's with all this oh, poor me?
What do you mean, oh, poor me? I ain't oh, poor me. I'm not out working.
You're crazy. Are you driving?
People.
Are you driving a car?
Of course I'm driving a car.
Well, then you can drive a car. You can get into a shop and do some work for a change.
Oh, yeah, I can get in a shop, do some. I don't have to get into a shop, do some work. Because I had enough sense to save enough money, I don't have to.
So, Fred,
talking about people.
You know what you could do, Fred? You could be a cab driver.
Oh, get out of here. You could be a...
Can you afford your...
If you got a magazine, I don't know who in the world's reading it.
Can you afford the heat?
Huh?
Can you afford heat?
Can I afford what?
Heat, as in warming the house up?
I can't hardly understand.
I think, Fred, what he's asking is, can you afford to heat your home?
Of course I can afford to heat my home. But it's getting more difficult. But if I couldn't afford to heat it, I'd have enough sense to go to a Sears or a department store somewhere and stay warm so I didn't freeze to death.
So, in other words, what you do is you would leave your home, drive to Sears, and stand there all night?
Well, I wouldn't have to stand there all night, but I'd stand there. I wouldn't freeze all day long. You know, I mean, I don't understand.
Well, what part of the day would you freeze?
Some kind of a moron, you know that?
Fred, I happen to be the editor. I'm the editor of a magazine that is a nationally recognized magazine.
Well, who's it recognized by?
Many in the energy industry. So the problem with these people is not that they're poor, it's that they're not very bright. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
because
they don't go to Sears.
And
that. I'm saying that you're an idiot. There's a lot of old people that can't work.
Fred, you said that if you were...
Well, just because they're old and they can't work, they should just sit and freeze to death. Or go out and get a job. Now, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Now, let's explain what you mean, get a job.
Well, Phil, everywhere you look, if you go to McDonald's, you see they're hiring there. And a lot of our old people can do lot pickup. They can work the fry bin. Or, Fred, what you're saying is most of the elderly are too stupid because they don't go to Sears. Is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of elderly people that are lucky they can get out of a rocking chair. And you want these people to go out and go to work?
It's either that or they boil in their own sweat this summer. What would you like to see?
Well, you know, as long as I'm around and I can work or breathe or do anything, if there's some old person that needs the fuel, I'll give them the money for it, for crying out loud. I never heard of anybody with such a theory as yours. I think you're an idiot.
You'll give the money.
You're a flat smack idiot.
You'll give money to some 20 million senior citizens who are going to boil in their own sweat.
I'm giving it to them now, for crying out loud.
Where?
I'm paying taxes now, and some of it's going for that.
No, that money doesn't go. That money goes to defense spending.
Oh, yeah? All of it goes to defense spending?
Yes, sir. It's going into the new missile system.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, I'm in the energy business. You're not. I know more about it than you. What business were you in?
I doubt that.
Are you retired? Are you retired from what business?
I'm a retired scientist. Yeah, you telling me I don't know what I'm talking about?
I know
what you're talking about.
I know one thing. It wasn't rocket science, was it?
No, it wasn't rocket science. But you can't tell me that all the money going to the government is going to in the military, for crying out loud.
All of the money that the old people, they chipped an elderly woman out of a block of ice in Michigan. I guess you think that's funny.
No, I don't think that's funny at all. I think it's pathetic. And you seem to be the one that's advanced in the theory that that's what should happen to old people.
I don't think it's
such... Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
28.
Oh, well, what the hell? I'm talking to a moron.
Because I'm 28,
old.
I'm a moron. Well, Fred, I hope you've got enough to cool your house
down.
Obvious.
It's pretty obvious. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're 28 years old. You're an idiot.
Fred, I hope you have enough money to cool your house down because you'll boil in your own sweat this summer.
I'll probably die laughing talking to a 28-year-old moron like you.
Would you rather let someone die before your money goes to cool off some jackass?
Well, nobody's going to die.
No one's going to die.
Only if they listen to your theory, they probably will.
Okay, I got to jump in.
Where were you, Phil?
I was in the bathroom. I was just listening to you guys. I got to jump in here.
Thank you.
Why?
Because I'm tired of talking to this guy. He doesn't understand basic economics.
Oh, basic economics, you're right.
He's got a pig valve and he has diabetes.
He's not old enough to understand basic economics, for crying out loud.
I'm 28.
You probably haven't done a decent day's work in your life. You don't know what it is to go out and go to work and to really have to hustle to make money.
Look, I've been in the energy business for 15 years and I'm only 28 years old.
You've been in it for 15 years and you're 28?
Yeah.
You went in there when you were 13, right?
That's right. I was a boy wonder.
Boy, I wonder, what'd you do, screw a light bulb in?
That hurts. I'm going to tell you, that hurts me.
That hurts you. Yeah, well, you should have stuck your finger in it, maybe to shock your brain into coming up with something. You
All
know,
right, because... Fred, well, I hope you're boiling your own sweat.
Yeah, we got that already, okay? Jesus. What a moron, huh, Fred?
This guy's not even a fruitcake. I don't know where you got him as a guest, but...
Well, we picked them out of a catalog for guests. They have these talk radio catalogs, and you
can just
run your finger down the thing, and you throw a dart at it, and boom, this guy was the guy, you know, so.
28 years old. He's a moron. I said, what the hell does he know at 28 years old? He ain't got to drive behind a year yet.
Hey, Fred, how many blondes does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Yeah, about takes one to hold the bulb, one to screw the blonde in, I guess. I don't know.
It's one to hold the bulb and the other one to give you.
Okay, I got that. What is that about? What did we get? Did you do that? The radio TV report? Great. That's where we found our caller. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I read this. I just saw the Roger Clinton story on TV. By the way, Greta Van Susteren's show here, this, I thought I was watching Saturday Night Live. I swear to God, I'm not trying to find fault, but the guy she had on as a guest, I thought I was looking at like Will Ferrell in makeup. And the set looked like Saturday Night Live. I thought, oh, look at this. We got Comedy Central on. Turned out it was a real guy. Anyway, this Roger Clinton thing, he got popped by the Hermosa Beach police driving under the influence, or so they allege. And they're alleging that he was set up. And I got into a discussion here with my shipmates about this whole idea of police sitting outside of bars and waiting for guys to come out. Now, look, if I'm a cop, I guess I could get my fair share, I get my quota of DUIs by just sitting outside of a bar. I mean, how easy is that? Why don't cops do that? Cops don't do that because that is called, to some degree, you could call that entrapment. Some cops do that, though, if they've got a problem with the bar, if they've got a problem with the owner, if they've got a problem with, you know, they don't like the joint. And it happened to me. It didn't happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine. But I saw it happen to a friend of mine out of, in front of a bar in Palm Springs. He came out of the joint. Cop hit the lights on him. Breathalyzed him. He was fine. But I remember thinking, what a place to pull people over, man. And this is Palm Springs, California. Isn't this like tourist season? Oh boy, you want to just put a freaking couple of barrels of a shotgun in your mouth? You're a guy that owns a bar, you're a guy that owns a restaurant, a copper is hassling people out in front of the bar of the restaurant. Don't you think that maybe it's time for you to write a letter to the Chamber of Commerce or something? And yet a cop's got to do his job. So there's that kind of, it's, I don't know how they work that thing. Now this whole thing with Roger Clinton, apparently, allegedly, he was recognized and they tailed him and saw him come out of a bar and said, aha, we know this guy's got a juice problem, let's pull him over. Now that ain't cool. That's just not cool. Forget that it's Roger Clinton. I know most of you guys out there, you hate his guts, you hate his brother, yada, yada, yada. I got it already, okay? But let's just talk about a cop sitting outside of a bar waiting for people to roll out into their cars. You know, 9 times out of 10, the guy you nail has probably had too much. Now, it goes two ways. You could say, well, that's a great way to keep our roads safe of drunk drivers. Just catch them before they leave the nest, almost, you know, before the hornets can go out and sting somebody. Just destroy the nest. However, not all juicers are coming out of a bar. A lot of them are having a couple of tastes in their house, and then they're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, wherever the hell they're going. Why did I bring this up? It seemed very unfair. I don't know. You know, a guy ought to be able to drive drunk at least 5 blocks before he gets nailed. You know what I'm saying? A guy ought to be able to just get a load on, get out on a freeway, do about 90, then pull him over, I guess is what I'm saying. Also, I wanted to comment briefly on the presidential candidacy of Russell Means. Russell Means, one of the co-founders, I believe, of AIM, the American Indian Movement. In other words, an Indian's running for president. Let's get to the chase. And he won't get elected because Indians don't, they're just not going to get elected president any more than a black guy is. Now, a lot of people say, oh, now don't fill Colin Powell. Okay, all right. Colin Powell, we must admit, you must admit this, that Colin Powell's entree into the presidency of the United States had to do with two things, military background and his skin color is mocha. Okay, I'm sorry. He's light-skinned enough to pass as white. That's why a lot of whites would vote for Colin Powell. I don't give a crap what you say. I don't care if you're, oh, I don't know. I understand all too well. I understand human nature all too well. But an Indian, forget it. No sooner than a dwarf is going to be elected president. And there may be a eminently qualified small person out there, a guy that's 3'6". He may be eminently qualified with ideas to lead this country out of the wilderness. We're never going to elect a dwarf because we're not looking for the best man. We're looking for the guy that's going to make us feel good when we look at him, you know. Like Franklin Roosevelt would never have been elected president of the United States had people seen him in that wheelchair. Well, Franklin Roosevelt wouldn't get elected today because he's in the freaking wheelchair. So you better thank the press for a few things, and one of them was that we had a pretty damn good president there for 4 terms almost, because nobody reported on the fact that the guy was on crutches. Now, who else, Mike? How about a Chinese-American is never going to get elected president, Japanese-American, never going to get elected president, woman, never going to, and no pure-blooded Italian either. I don't think we're ever going to have a Chinese cat, because I just don't think we're going to have a President Wong, you know? And now, President of the United States, President Wong. Bing. And they're not going to elect an Indian squaw, and, you know, that's just not going to happen. A nun? Certain people, you're sure, will never get elected president. A nun. All right, I got to go. I think-
think you're an absolute joke. I'm a woman business owner, and
chump.
I use my cell phone so that I continue to be a working mom and take my kids to school and conduct business at the same time.
Totally meaningless.
I do not need a cell phone to be able to save my marriage. My marriage is fine, and your issue with your father receiving photos, that's nothing related to a cell phone. Cell phones weren't even around at the time.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
What
business are you conducting on a cell phone that is so necessary that you imperil the lives of other drivers around you?
A $1 million business, sir.
That isn't my $1 million business. That's your $1 million business.
To my family,
but that's not bringing in the guy you kill.
Mom and not have
all right,
to have a babysitter
that's
for
fine.
My kids.
Ma'am, the man that you kill on the freeway is not your $1 million business.
I can be a mom.
All right, ma'am, can I say something? Your $1 million business isn't the man who you kill on the freeway. That isn't his business. Or the child you kill. That isn't
kill
their business. You wouldn't kill anybody.
Or on my cell phone.
No, of course not.
Because the issue is that I am more careful when I am talking.
And we're going to take your word for that?
Just like while I'm talking on the cell phone while I'm on the phone with you.
Kim, let me ask you something. Are we supposed to take your word for that? Is that it? Is that we're going to take Kim's word because she owns a $1 million? What is it, a dry cleaning business or something?
That you're a decent man and you're to save lives?
That's correct. You take my word for that.
You know what? If you'd like me to take your word, then you're going to have to take mine.
Do you wear the
and
headset?
The issue is
do you wear
that,
the headset?
You know what? Not everyone is a bad person.
You're wearing the headset. You're driving
me
nuts.
And you need to work through your issues, sir.
All right. I have an issue. I understand. My father received 5 8x10 glossies of my mother on her hands. And
you know we got that already, man. We understand that.
All
right, I have an issue. Now, will you admit?
I sympathized with your situation.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
It is totally sympathetic.
All right, thank you.
But the issue is, get over it and find something else.
All right, I will get over that if you'll get over your failing marriage and get off the phone.
Dear, my marriage is not failing. My marriage couldn't be better.
Sure.
I'm all over the world with my husband.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
Believe me,
I made
one well last night. We don't have to worry about pictures coming in.
Yeah, people who have a fight always make love good after the fight.
Dear.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Jay.
How come he's taking her all over the world?
Forget it.
Would you like to know something, Kim?
What?
We've been monitoring this phone conversation all along.
Good.
Huh?
Good.
We've been monitoring it.
Obviously, you don't know enough technical issues to be monitoring it. You haven't been monitoring anything.
Oh, we have, and I know everything you've said.
It may be called the state police.
What?
Because
so
you're talking. You're talking to.
What's that? So does what?
Highway patrol.
So does what?
These are the stories of the men whose training still
everybody knows what I've been saying.
They don't
anyone
have
that's
my...
been listening to the radio station knows that anyone could be copied.
Bull crap, because they don't have my...
I have a recorder connected to my cell phone, and I could be monitoring you.
They don't have our monitoring equipment.
They were listening on the radio.
Oh, yeah. You developed it in your garage?
That's right. I developed my garage. It's monitor. You know something?
Dude,
I think you're
not smart enough.
I think you're an emasculating female, and I think you do have problems in your marriage. Turn up the music so I can drown out this bitch.
Look at those pictures of your mother daily in your garage.
I can't hear you.
Many states are broken. A duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Are the citizens auxiliary police?
These are the stories.
What'd you say?
I said you're the police.
Have enforced and preserved our state law.
Shut up. Phil.